man is in custody and charges pending after a chase that ended in a ravine. Courtney Smith is accused of trying to drive away from police at a fast food restaurant on Sergeant Prentice Drive and leading a short chase that ended when he crashed into the ravine. A discarded gun was also recovered following the pursuit. With a recall effort against Governor Landry picking up steam, Louisiana Republicans are working to stop the momentum.
Desiree Morrison, who's one of the leaders behind the recall effort, says Landry's halting of the U.S. House elections following the Supreme Court ruling is what spurred the recall effort.
Votes were already cast, and he stopped the process in the middle of voting already being done.
Louisiana Republican Party Executive Director Corey Dennis doesn't buy the accusation that Landry is working to dilute blacks' voting power.
This is classic liberal fake outrage. Every time the Democrats don't get what they want or they lose, they cry racism.
The state GOP is launching a week-long social media campaign to tout Landry's accomplishments in office. I'm Joe Gallinaro.
The U.S. Supreme Court vacated a Mississippi legislative redistricting case, which led to a few districts being redrawn in 2025. The case had to deal with the legislative redistricting maps lawmakers passed in 2022. The Mississippi Voting Rights Act Rapid Response Coalition did not approve of Monday's ruling, calling it, quote, a deeply troubling abuse of judicial power, end quote. Governor Tate Reeves says the ruling gives another piece of judicial clarity. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy gives some strong insight into his future plans.
With his failure to advance to the runoff in the U.S. Senate primary, Bill Cassidy's 18-year run on Capitol Hill will be coming to an end next January 3rd. Cassidy gave a very strong clue into his political future plans in a conference call with reporters today.
Senator, what's next for your political career?
Probably nothing.
And that includes nixing in no uncertain terms a run for governor next year. Cassidy served 3 terms in the U.S. House before his 2 terms in the U.S. Senate, and before that he served just over 2 years as a state senator. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The Mississippi River in Natchez, Vidalia is at 30.67 feet and falling. News, sports, and weather anytime at listenupyall.com.